Most of Southwest Florida's state and federal political districts sit in heavily Republican areas. Coupled with the fact that this is a midterm election, a lot of seats are not being contested this November. But there are a few, and Republican Congressman Tom Rooney's seat is one of them. WGCU's Ashley Lopez takes a look at the race for District 17.
Democratic candidate William Bronson is running for Florida's 17th congressional district against incumbent Republican Tom Rooney. He says he's running because he wants voters to have options.
Had I not run, there wouldn't have been a choice. Tom Rooney in 2012 had no opposition until I got in the race, and we ran and got 41.5% of the vote. So I feel that the same thing occurred this year had I not been a candidate.
Bronson, who lives in Lehigh Acres, says he understands why other Democrats don't jump in this race. The district, which includes parts of Lee, Charlotte, and Glades counties, as well as parts of Central Florida north and west of Lake Okeechobee, is safe Republican ground. And Rooney, an incumbent from Okeechobee, has a sizable war chest. According to the Lakeland Ledger, Rooney has about $900,000 in his campaign coffers, while Bronson has collected about $15,000 from 11 donors. But even Rooney says it's a good thing a Democratic candidate is running. He says it's not good for him either if there's no contest. He says that leaves his name off the ballot, which could create a name recognition issue for the next election. Also, he says voters get really frustrated with the process when they see incumbents ushered back into office without a fight.
There should be, you know, options. And if people are unhappy, if you look at my Facebook, certainly there's people that aren't thrilled about some of the things that I do. You know, they will have an option.
Rooney says he's looking forward to continuing his work in Congress. Because of gridlock and election year politics, lawmakers got almost nothing done. But Rooney says he was happy funding for citrus growers battling greening passed.
It was a do-nothing Congress for sure. And the fact that we got a farm bill through with some significant funding for citrus greening means a whole heck of a lot to my district.
Moving forward, though, Rooney says how much gets done in the coming years depends on who gets elected. Namely, Rooney says Congress will be more effective if Republicans win the Senate. He says right now, two parties controlling two different chambers has been the source of gridlock. His opponent disagrees, though. He says Rooney and other conservative members of Congress are the reason. Bronson says Rooney and other Republicans should be working with members of the other party. He says they shouldn't wait for complete control of Congress to do their job.
Until we get a change of complexion in the Congress, I don't think you're going to see much change. And I think that the Tea Party has worn out their welcome, so to speak, by shutting down the government and being so unwilling to work across the aisle.
Bronson says he'd like to take on a lot of issues if elected. He's interested in election reform and closing loopholes for corporate tax dodgers, among other things. But mostly, he says he just wants to make sure an average person is making their member of Congress fight for their seat in office. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.